Now is the time it counts. I know I'm preaching to the choir, but I'm irritated to see yet another divide and conquer political group arise in the form of the No Kings protest. I swear I don't have the energy to follow yet another deep state protest group slash color revolution. I think the very best way of stopping them is to discover and cut off their QFS funding, which I'm sure the White Hats are doing. There's a group a block or two away from me shouting outside a major bank for being on the wrong side of an international issue. No one looks at the puppet master. They simply choose one side and fight it out with the other, obeying none of the rules and requiring the other side to follow all of them. When will we get how we're being played? Anyway, today it's No Kings. Different name, same authoritarian, violence-prone fascism that we came to know and fight in World War II. Meanwhile, the energies on the planet are constantly rising. Nothing of dark intent or form or philosophy will follow us into the vibrational states. They do not have access. Matthew says it can be no other way, simply because this is the physics that governs life in this universe. As Earth continues apace into successively higher planes, nothing with low vibrations in any form, physical bodies, subversive plans, theft, dishonesty, unjust laws and imprisonment, bigotry, cruel customs and deeds, can survive. Moreover, these same energies are acting, the Arcturian group tells us, like a giant shovel digging everything ancient up again to be revealed and released. Pockets of dense energy, much of which continues to manifest on Earth, must be exposed and actually seen for what it represents before it can be eliminated. The high-frequency energies now pouring to Earth at this time are acting like giant shovels, digging and exposing layers of energy that have lain dormant for centuries. Energies of duality, separation, and many powers cannot continue to exist in the presence of higher frequencies because they are not real and have no divine law to support them. Because the clearing process is a facet of Earth's ascension, it will continue until light energy becomes more dominant. On another occasion, the Arcturian group added, many are being forced out of their comfort zone, which serves to open them to question their personal belief system and the status quo. New and higher awareness about everything seen, heard, tasted, touched, and smelled is quickly unfolding in world consciousness through the light of the higher dimensional energies now pouring onto Earth. We lightworkers, patriots, and angels need to get through this next and probably darkest chapter in our ascension history, and in my opinion, we need to get through it together. I'm not making a financial appeal. What I'm saying is that the deep state wants to divide and conquer us. Our answer to them needs to be to link arms and resolve to get across the finish line together. Join together in whatever way arises in your intuition, in honor of our common commitment to get across that finish line together. EBS, Ring of Fire, Ascension itself. That's how the nimble mammals outlasted the lumbering dinosaurs. Well, in my Once Upon a Time story, anyways, footnote 6. If any time could be said to be the time we lightworkers, starseeds, angels came for, I consider that time to be right now. To remain peaceful and yet to express love out into the world while following the path laid out by the truth, in my books, that's what we came for. And now is the time it counts.